Welcome to the Magnetic Leadership Podcast by Educator Dave Johnson.
Hey, good morning, everyone. And I am very excited to be with everyone. And I'm especially going to be excited next week to be with everyone in person. That's one of my very favorite things to do is just gather together and just get all enthused and excited. It's fun to be excited about something. I love being where we are right now. And it's also fun just every morning to get together and share some ideas and get ourselves thinking right so that we can go out and do the right stuff. And along that idea, something that really hit me, and I think it's just a wonderful little thought, I just love it, and it's true, is that some of my best thinking was already done by someone else. I think that's one of the most powerful ideas, is that we can take a really good idea and make it our own. And one of the most powerful things is we do become what we think about. And if we continue to purposely think of something, or scary, accidentally, where it just repeats, and that's what makes things go. Spaced repetition can transform our lives if we're actively trying to make it that way, or it can goof things up quite a bit. So we want to purposely direct what our thoughts are, because if we rethink the same things, if we hear the same things, watch the same things, all of those ideas are going into the brain and they're making a deeper and deeper groove and more permanent. And so, wow, how would you like to create your own mind? Well, that's what we're doing every day, every time we think. So let's direct it. And along that idea, I want to just kick it off by, when you meet somebody so often, just to start conversation, how are you? And what do they say in that context? What do you say? And if you look back, most of the time it's just fine and things, but a lot of times it can be some fun conversations. In my mind, what is the most memorable thing that I've heard someone say when I've done that? And I say, how are you? And they'll say, living the dream. Isn't that thought-provoking? Now, sometimes when I hear that, especially in the context of what I see them doing, it could be they're joking about that, because in any person's dreams, that probably isn't really what they're doing, but sometimes it just has to be done. But think about that, living the dream. Wouldn't that be the best response? Well, how are you? I'm doing great. So much living the dream. I think that's, do you have a dream? I think that's a wonderful thing. The scriptures talk about without vision, the people perish. The modern vernacular could be, if you don't have a dream, you're dead. You got to have a dream. And you can have lots of dreams. And myself, what would be your ultimate dream? If everything were just optimum in your life, what would that look like? And sometimes immediately we might think, oh, boy, if I was just laying on the beach somewhere, oh, that's a wonderful dream. But on the other hand, if that was that every day, day after day, that might get old maybe pretty quick. You might think, well, give me a chance. I'll try that. But I really believe this, that we're happiest when we are in the process of accomplishment. And so in that idea, the dreams, what would be your perfect life? What would you be doing? What kind of work? Who are the people you would be associating with? What would you be interested in doing? And going back again with that, one of the ideas, of course, is we all want to be successful. And I love this idea that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal or a worthy dream. And that's when we're most happy, is not ultimately somewhere on the beach, but work is progressive. When you're successful, you're progressively moving toward some ideal. And that's when we're the happiest, is when we're in the process of that accomplishment. And I really believe some of the greatest and happiest success is not just doing something yourself. So much more can be done if you're with a group. It's hard to do great things all by yourself. And so enrolling others and working with good people, doing work that matters, that is the exciting thing. And one of the things I love, John Maxwell made this comment, and I wrote it down, and I think about it all the time, is that God is in the people business. Isn't that a fun thought? What does he do? Well, he's working with people. And if you really think about it, when we think in terms of success and happiness, it involves other people typically. And so we should be in the people business and get really skilled at working with people. And then we got to be thinking, well, what could we do to do the most good, to have the most success? And I believe here I am, of all the things I've done, I'm just so thrilled to think that right now, at this moment, I am living the dream. I am an Avini distributor. I just love what this is doing. If you listen to the call yesterday where Tony had all of these people talking and sharing something, that sharing this idea changed someone else's life forever. I think that's so powerful, this idea that I experience something and it changes me. I share it with someone else, it changes them. And we get this multiplying effect where Avini is growing because we got something so exciting to share. And let me go to this thought right here that I heard from Larry Prophet, and I'll give him the credit because if you look it up, you can't find it attributed to anywhere else. But he says that leadership is the enthusiastic communication of your vision. And I think it's really important, enthusiastic communication of your vision. Well, the first person to be excited about your vision is you. And leadership is just having a big vision, having a passion, and carrying that out to other people. And John Maxwell talks about that you have to have passion. You have to have purpose. And he says that passion gives the vision energy, and vision gives passion the direction. Isn't that an interesting thought? Passion gives vision energy. Well, passion, it is energy. And this goes to Churchill. Churchill was definitely a passionate person, and he changed the world. He changed everything. And he said something really wonderful. He said that before you can inspire with emotion, you must be swamped with it yourself. Before you can move their tears, your own must flow. To convince them, you must yourself believe. Oh, my goodness. So here's a company that we're with, and we want to appeal to people's hearts. So we've all heard this idea that facts tell, but stories sell. We have stories that just, they go deep into our hearts and minds and move us and make us want to do something. I love this, just being really good at sharing stories. And as you do this, you'll get excited about it. So I think that's the big question to be successful with Avini is, are you passionate about it? What a great question. And this fits into something that Zig stuck with me. Zig said this. He says, there are no lazy people. They're just uninspired. Wow. And think about that. How many people do you know that have become highly successful doing something they don't like doing? Wow. How many people can you think about that continue to perform on a high level doing something they don't care about? Well, I would say none. It just can't happen. And I wrote down something actually from a Costco magazine in the porcelain library reading Costco. And Susie Orman had this column, and I was reading it, and I took that and I wrote it out in my notes, and I'm going to share it with you. This is from Susie. And let me find this. Okay, passion is everything. And great communicators dig deep to identify their true passion. If you want to strike a universal chord and get somebody's blood pumping, you've got to appeal to the heart before you appeal to the brain. Otherwise, you will put them to sleep. You will bore them to death. If you involve their emotions, you now have passion. When people speak from the heart, revealing their true passion for a topic, it creates its own energy. Wow. This is a notable attribute, good energy. Wow. And then she adds this other thought, passion plus energy equals likability. So there's Susie Orman talking about finances. But if you've listened to her or read her things, she is passionate about finances. And I suppose we all should be, because that fits into so much of our lives. That, oh, that's such a good thought right here. Passion, vision are the same. I think there's a huge overlap. and again, excuse me, that passion gives vision energy that needs. And here's another thought, and we've probably all heard this before. I was sharing this with Valerie once, and she said, did they actually say hustle back in those days? I refer to Abraham Lincoln. Excuse me. He says that good things come to those who wait, but only the things that are left by those who hustle. Yeah, they used hustle. Hustle's a good word. Okay, so the only things that are left by those who hustle. So if you don't hustle, you get the leftovers. Isn't that something? So you need passion and purpose to get going. And so along that line, good things are left. So, wow. But don't wait, because the people that hustle, well, okay, if you don't have passion, can you be a self-starter? So just getting started. And here's the big thought. And I remember some time ago, most people don't do this. Most people you talk to that get in don't do this. And I remember a guy actually formally calling and just saying, hey, I'm quitting. And I was in kind of a fun mood. And I said, well, actually, you can't. And he says, no, seriously, I've decided not to do this. I'm quitting. And I says, well, actually, you can't. And he says, what do you mean I can't? I says, well, in order to quit, you would have had to get started. And you never got started, so you can't quit. And we had some fun talking about that. And it was really true. This is such a big thing right there. I think that's so important. Jim Rohn, he goes into that a little bit of philosophy. He's a great person. And I'm thinking I'm going to get some wisdom. I remember the first time he was talking about the great difference between those who do and those who don't. And so he's hesitating. Oh, get your notes out. This is going to be really good. And then he says, okay, this is it. Those that do and those that don't. And then he went on and says, that's just what it is. Why is that? He says, I wouldn't sign up for that class. But I think really, seriously, I think one of the wonderful things, and I would say even a great responsibility that we have, maybe inescapable as this reality, that we all have influence on each other. And hopefully it's a good influence. And if you go back to this idea that leadership is the enthusiastic communication of your vision, and this idea that Zig Ziglar says there aren't any lazy people, they're just uninspired. Well, what if we could reach in? What if I could have got that person inspired? For some reason, he wasn't and never got started. Or some people join. And I think in my mind, as I go back and go through all of these people that we have in Aveni, and it's really fun to say that we're, as a whole company, we're getting close to 10,000 distributors. And then you add all the customers. But then this reality, and people always ask me, how many people do you have in your group? And I always have to preface this, including that getting close to 10,000 people. My favorite joke about business, and the businessman was asked, how many people work for you? And the answer, oh, about half of them. And so that's the reality. Is probably of all those people, so many of them, they bought their activation pack, and that's pretty much all that's happening. And so they're missing an action at this moment. But what could we do to reach out to them and get them excited? And I thought back, what could we do? And these are some of my thoughts that I've actually seen where it has happened. I think one of the most important things is you be the example. You be that inspiration. So often, especially people that are close to you, that you're maintaining relationships with, and if they see you succeed first, then they will. And I've seen that happen with me over my life. I've had to see someone else do it first. And especially if it's somebody that you're really close to and you become very successful, that might even bother them. They might think, well, wow, if he can do it, I know I can do it. And that could be one of the greatest things. And so you've got a responsibility to just be successful yourself so that the people you share this with, you can be that example. And so that's number one. Is there anything else that you could do? Well, I love more than any other compensation plan, the Aveni compensation plan, because it's designed to just capitalize on this idea of being able to help other people. And to me, I've always thought of the Boy Scout principle. If you're going to start a fire, first gather the wood, and then you put one piece on top of another piece on top of another piece, and then you start the fire by lighting the bottom. And one of the most wonderful things is this idea is we all have a desire for gain, but we also have a fear of loss. Fear of loss can actually sometimes be more powerful, more urgent to get somebody going. And so the fun thing is what you can do is when you bring people in, bring in as many people as you can, sponsor as many people as you can, but the structure of the plan is trinary, which inherently is so stable. A three-legged stool is just naturally really, really stable. And then just growing three legs and making them as balanced as you can over time by continuing to sponsor and nurturing perhaps a weaker leg. But as you're doing that, let's say down the road you've sponsored upwards of 100 people or more, but over that period of time, you can only have three people personally. So all of those people that you're putting in, you can place them strategically to motivate other people. And not just a gift for somebody that hasn't done anything, but hopefully rewarding people who have done something at least themselves and trying to be strategic in your philanthropy of giving people other people, giving them people that will be appreciated. But think about that. Wouldn't that motivate the proper person? Wouldn't that inspire them? In fact, I just had this happen a couple of days ago, visiting with a friend, and it was thrilling to tell him that he needs to come to the convention because he's got three people in his downline that are coming, people that I put in there. So I got him a leg. Now he just got another leg. Isn't that exciting? So you can get inside people and help them do that. And that brings to mind another idea that can help people move and move them to action. And I believe what that is just generally like coming to an event, being on one of these calls, listening to something. Tony just did a call with Had Shu and some other people that really touched the hearts. I'm thinking, okay, everybody needs to listen to that. So I'm sending that out to people. And that can move people to tears. It can also move them to action where they hear that and they think, oh, by golly, I know somebody that's in that same predicament. I really need to let them know about this so that they can make that decision. And so this is such a big thing right here that in this business, it's fun. We can think, well, this is an ideal business. You really can't get hurt in it, in a sense. In regular business, you can lose your shirt. You can get hurt really bad because you're exposing yourself financially to big risk, lots of things like that. In a Vini, day-to-day, the risk we're exposing is just our ego. No, thank you. That's as bad as it gets. But on the other hand, you could lose money. You could lose a lot of money by not sharing somebody that could have been a diamond. Isn't that something to think about? Of all the knowledge of Warder Pan and the saddest of these, it might have been. What if you could have done that? And so that could be just not lost potential could be that. Maybe you don't know that. I've known people that have lost seriously millions of dollars because they led me to someone who went on and did great things, but they themselves did not participate and they left that behind, but they could have. And so that is a real thought right there. And along that line, Brian Tracy said something that I think is so good. He said that the mark of the superior thinker is their ability to accurately predict the consequences of doing or not doing something while maintaining the ability to stay focused on the long-term goal and to stop procrastinating. Oh, that's a big thing. And so, okay, you could say Avini is a low-risk business, and it is as far as your money that you've put into it. It's not a huge thing compared to regular businesses. But I think the real risk is, again, just laboring that, is the risk of inaction. I think that's some of the greatest risk. You could think, is laziness a risk? We never think of doing nothing as a risk, or do we? Or saying nothing, is that a risk? Wow. I'm glad I went to the dance. I'm glad I asked Valerie to dance. I'm glad I asked her for a date. I'm glad I asked her to marry me. What if I hadn't have done that? That's just something to think about. And so we can always think of the person that did something took the risk, but the risk could be that you did nothing. That, wow, risk has good things. And there's a poem I'd like to read to you, William Arthur Ward. And you've probably heard this, but let me say it again. Okay, so to laugh is to risk appearing the fool, and to weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk involvement. To expose feelings is to risk exposing your true self. To place your ideas and dreams before a crowd is to risk their loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. Life is to risk dying. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. But risk must be taken because the greatest hazard in life is the person who risks nothing. The person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, and is nothing. Well, they may avoid suffering and sorrow, but they cannot learn, feel, change, grow, love, or live. Chained by his servitude, he is a slave who has forfeited all freedom. Only a person who risks is free. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change, and the realist adjusts the sails. Oh, wow. Risk. Take a risk. Don't think, oh, I'm not going to try anything. I'm just going to live out the rest of my life in cautious mediocrity. Oh, does that just give you the creeps to even think about that? Dare to dream, work to win. Let's just do this. Don't be a hireling. You've probably heard this, that if you don't have a dream, you'll find yourself working for somebody else, helping them fulfill their dream. That's just a big thing right there. And so, wow, just decide. Think, I'm going to do this. And one of the most wonderful thoughts about this is that the skills in doing a Vini, it's fundamentally being in the people business, which is where we should be. And here's a thought that I like from, this is also from John Maxwell. He says this in one of his books about influence and friendship. He says, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. Well, we've all heard that. Okay, now you want to get really good people skills because he talks about this friendship principle, and it is a true principle. And he says, all things being equal, people will work with people they like. And then he goes on, he says, all things not being equal, they still will. They just really will. So I think that's one of the big things. But also fitting into all of this kind of stuff, if you have vision, you have purpose, confidence, all of this, it all adds up to likability. People like people that know where they're going and can be a source of direction for them as well. Together, all of this stuff about becoming really good in a Vini, it just fits in with the same qualities that'll help you just become a better person all around. And so, just my own personal experience of, wow, living the dream, the Vini dream, what a great one. Fundamentally, I think we all love helping other people, making a difference, doing work that matters, working with good folks. To me, this is the ultimate job in measuring the things that matter most. Having fun, making a difference, and growing personally and feeling accomplishment. So I think we ought to go for it. And you can do this. Take that risk. Don't be mediocre. Don't dabble. Just do it. Become your very best.
Thank you for joining the Magnetic Leadership Podcast with Dave Johnson. Take charge of your health and detoxify today with Avini Premium Products.